know what that sound means. It's Friday. It's Friday and it's summer, which means lots of new movies hitting the theaters today. And yes, indeed, Rafer Guzman, Takeaway contributor and Newsday film critic, is here to walk us through the big ones. Okay, Rafer, first of all, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, big comedy of the week is this one.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. Coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10.
He is such a dork.
All right. Tunas and lions. That, of course, is The Other Guys, starring Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. Hit it, Rafer.
I thought it was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think it's nice to see this movie, especially because the summer has been so, it's been such a dearth of comedies. There's been so few funny films, and it's really good to see people like Will Ferrell doing what he does best. Mark Wahlberg is very good. Mark Wahlberg's playing the hot-headed straight man, pretty much, to Will Ferrell, and he's doing his usual hulking dweeb, routine.
It's sort of Starsky and Mush.
Yes, there you go.
Good, John. Excellent.
Good one.
Okay, Rafer, there's a big dance movie out this week, notable because it is the first major non-sci-fi, non-animated film to be made with 3D.
3D.
Woohoo! Let's listen.
We can take him.
You said so yourself. We're not ready.
You can trust me.
It looks like it's over. There's no way the pirates can come back from this.
Okay, it's like Flashdance meets Weird Glasses.
Well, it's called Step Up 3D.
Step Up 3D.
And of course, the audio was not 3D, but you can imagine. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that clip pretty much encapsulates the film. I think you can either go in resisting it, or you can just go in and let go and have a great time. Okay. And I think...
What did you do, see your therapist this week or something?
Wow. You know,
just let go.
You know what the thing is?
Embrace the dancing movie.
The movie is his therapy.
Yeah, right. The movie was my therapy. Maybe it's true. You know, I'm over 40. I have a bad back, and it's nice to just see like all these kids doing this great athletic stuff. They've got smiles on their faces. They're having a great time.
You liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And the 3D looks great.
Finally, Rafer, this week's big adaptation. It's called 12, based on the best-selling and critically acclaimed novel by Nick McDonald. It stars Chase Crawford of Gossip Girl fame. What did you think?
This was the opposite of Step Up 3D. Everyone here is having a bad time. It's rich kids behaving badly, moping around. I thought it was pretty grim, pretty self-serious, and I really hated it.
Self-serious?
Schumacher's had some trouble.
Schumacher has had some trouble, yes. Schumacher's the director, Joel Schumacher,
right.
Same guy who did St. Elmo's Fire.
Right.
Another collection of despicable young people. But, you know, this movie, I think, is really... It has a really serious tone. They got Kiefer Sutherland, who's not in the film, but they got him to narrate the film in this kind of hard-boiled noir voiceover.
His 24 voice.
Well, he's serious.
It's
Jack
just
Bauer.
Terrible.
Yeah, Jack Bauer, it's his Jack Bauer voice.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk, because Hollywood is really counting on Chase Crawford to be another big star because of the Gossip Girl fame, but how do you think that plays?
I mean, the movie, there's so little in the movie for anyone to do anything with that it's hard to even tell whether he can act or not, really. I don't think this is going to be his breakthrough. And I think the Gossip Girl fans even are smart enough to see through a movie like this. This is like it's like an ABC after school special.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? That I think even like the Gossip Girl crowd is savvy enough to see how ridiculous it is.
So the takeaway from Rafer, don't see 12, see the other movies.
Yes, that's right.
And those are?
The Other Guys and Step Up 3D.
All right, he's 2 for 3. Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie contributor, film critic for Newsday. Thanks as usual.
All right, but are you ready for trivia?
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
It's trivia time. The film Other Guys, which you know, opens this weekend with Will Ferrell. And a signature of Ferrell's films is that they sometimes include a cheesy 70s song that he tends to pillory. In The Other Guys, it's this tune.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a running gag.
Reminiscing by Little River Band. But what is the tune they sent up, they pilloried in his movie Anchorman? Our listener Johnny on Facebook got the answer. Do you have it? What's the song they sang in Anchorman and trashed?
I don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't have it.
Hint?
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night?
You need the lyrics, Braver? You need the lyrics?
You're not
want them?
We
got a copy. Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band. Johnny on Facebook got the answer. That's
and
good one.
Johnny Hockenberry here is sort of grooving to the music, I want to point out to our listeners.
That's your trivia. Thanks, Braver.
All right.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.